message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, our God, the Lord, is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel.
Shalom Aleichem. Peace be unto you, my dear radio listeners. Throughout the year, many Jewish synagogues engage in a system of Bible readings taken from the Torah, the first five books of Moses. The day that this system of reading comes to an end is also the day when the new cycle of reading is begun. The person chosen to close the cycle of reading is known as the bridegroom of the Torah. And he who reads the closing words of Deuteronomy and the bridegroom of the beginning reads the first few verses of Genesis 1. This special day for the closing and opening of the Torah readings is known as Simchat Torah, the rejoicing of the law. According to tradition, it is customary for the sacred scriptures to be taken out of the ark and paraded around the synagogue some seven times, accompanied by the joyful singing of hymns of praise. It is considered a great honor to be allowed to carry the Torah scroll. In some assemblies, even young children are encouraged to participate and carry the scroll. Every open indication is that here is a people who are very much in love with the Word of God, the Holy Scriptures, so much so that they revere and respect it. Unfortunately, this outward respect and reverence is not matched by an inner seeking to know what the Scriptures say. Much more time is spent reading and studying what learned men have to say about the Torah than what the Torah actually says for itself. In fact, in some circles, these man-made ideas are called Torah, so that the line of demarcation between what God says and what man says is broken down. In response to this inner lack of understanding of the Scriptures, the Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 writes, "Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech, and not as Moses, which put a veil over his face, that the children of Israel could not steadfastly look to the end of that which is abolished. But their minds were blinded. For until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. But even unto this day, when Moses is read, the veil is upon their heart. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, the veil shall be taken away. Now the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. But we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord." Of this inner void of understanding, Paul says that their minds are blinded. And again, he says there is a veil upon their heart whenever they read the law in the synagogues. What is interesting is that the word translated blinded speaks of a thick covering of skin. An eye cataract is a covering over the eye. Paul is indicating that there is a covering over the minds of Jewish people blinding them to the truths of God. There are a number of times when that the Hebrew Scriptures describe the ancient Jewish people as being stiff-necked. For example, in the second book of Moses, God says of the children of Israel, "For the Lord had said unto Moses, Say unto the children of Israel, Ye are a stiff-necked people. I will come up into the midst of thee in a moment and consume thee. Therefore now put off thy ornaments from thee, that I may know what to do unto thee." The word stiff-necked in the Hebrew carries the same general idea as blinded. Even back in Moses' day, the people were obstinately blind to spiritual truths, the evidence of which was their oft backsliding into disobedience against God's commands. 700 years after God gave the Torah to Moses, the great prophet Isaiah heard the call of God to speak to his people, and he said, "Go and tell this people, hear ye indeed, but understand not, and see ye indeed, but perceive not. Make the heart of this people fat, and make their ears heavy, and shut their eyes, lest they see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and convert, and be healed." On top of hearts already hardened by unbelief, God was now adding a judicial blindness to the people. The passing of the years from Moses' day had only served to harden even more the hearts of the people to the truth of God's word. With each Shabbat, or Sabbath, reading of the Torah, with each celebration of Simchat Torah, the hearts of the people become that much harder to the spiritual truths of God's word. 700 years after Isaiah, we come to the time of Yeshua, even Jesus the Messiah, the promised one of God. The attitude of men's hearts toward the spiritual understanding of God's truth was no different. On one occasion, the religious leaders of the day were watching to see if Jesus would heal a man's withered arm on the Sabbath. And when he had looked round about on them with anger, being grieved for the hardness of their hearts, he saith, "Stretch forth thine hand," and his hand was restored whole. His disciples were also afflicted with the same problem. Following the miraculous feeding of the 5,000 and the equally miraculous walk upon the water, it is said of his disciples, "They considered not the miracle of the loaves, for their heart was hardened." Today's rabbinical Judaism was in its infancy during the days of Jesus. Its seeds were being sown in the tenets of the sect known as the Pharisees. Important to them, as it is equally important to the rabbis of today, were the traditions and teachings of the elders. More time today is spent studying the teachings of the sages of the past and the scholars than is spent studying the Torah itself. During the days of the Apostle Paul, the blindness on the hearts of Jewish people was still strong. In his letter to the Roman Christian Church, the Apostle Paul writes, "For I would not, brethren, that ye should be ignorant of this mystery, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles be come in." Israel's spiritual blindness is not due to their rejection of Jesus as Messiah and Lord. They rejected him because they were already blind and had been for over 1,500 years. Spiritual blindness still keeps Jewish people from seeing Jesus as their Messiah, their Savior, and their Lord, the very way into God's full salvation. A salvation from sin that is by grace alone, through faith alone, and not by a mitzvah or righteous acts. Can this 3,500-year tragedy be rectified? Can the hardness of their hearts be softened? Can their spiritual blindness be healed? The answer is a resounding, marvelous yes. It is not an incurable disease, but its removal can only be accomplished through faith in Jesus Christ. In his letter to the Corinthian church, the Apostle Paul writes, "But their minds were blinded, for until this day remaineth the same veil untaken away in the reading of the New Testament." Now listen to another verse that Paul writes, "Which veil is done away in Christ." Jesus Christ alone can remove the hardness, the blindness that is upon the hearts of men, both Jew and Gentile. The same thought is repeated in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians 3. For Paul says there that when the heart turns to the Lord Yeshua, even Jesus, the veil shall be taken away. Through faith in Messiah and the operation of the Spirit of God, Jewish people as well as Gentiles are healed of their spiritual blindness and hardness of heart. There is no other way for the spiritual healing of the heart during this present age. True, there is a time coming when nationally Israel's blindness will be healed by the grace of God. With their eyes, they will see their King and will accept him as their rightful Savior, Lord, and King. The greatest respect and reverence a person can show toward the Word of God is to place faith and trust in the one whom the Apostle John describes as the Word, that is, Jesus the Christ. Our rejoicing in the Torah will then take on its true meaning and will make the heart sing even of praise unto God. Shalom. May God grant you his blessed peace in turning to the Savior. And now, may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.